This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, hop into the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, you can buy the coffee cup, every little bit helps. See what I'm saying? A buck here, a buck there. Eventually, I could buy some new shirts. All right? I mean, just saying. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure. I love when you comment on what we're doing. You talk about what we're doing. Seriously. You know, and it kind of helps me guide the show, too, sometimes. You catch something that I don't. You'll hear something that I don't. And anyhow, I just get, and I love playing these clips. Over the years, we've been playing these clips from Mark Dice, Jesse Waters, and others, right, of people who don't know, have no clue as to what Independence Day is about. They have no clue as to who we declared independence from, right? I mean, I did this once before. Years ago, we went out to a local mall. And we were asking people very, very, very simple questions about Independence Day, right? About the 4th of July. What does it mean? What are you doing? Why are you at the beach? And I like Mark Dice calls them zombies, right? He calls people zombies who have no clue. An article in the Daily Caller says that way too many Americans think that we declared independence from Mexico in 17, of course we did, right? Because it was funny. I was watching this program the other night about how the Mexicans, there's a lot of Mexicans who feel that we stole the land from them, that we took California and Utah and all that. We took it from them. We basically, in the Mexican-American War, we stole the northern, we live in northern Mexico, in their mind. It was their land. They own it. And we should give it back to them. I'm serious. They really believe this. And they realize that they can't beat our army. They can't beat our military. And so their plan has been, I'm not speaking out of nowhere. These people have actually come out and said this. Their attitude is, we'll take it back by flooding the neighborhoods, by getting our people elected to, you know, school boards and councils and what have you. Because we want the land that you took from us. I mean, that's the mantra. They want. The only problem is, who did they take it from? I mean, they don't even know their own history. They don't even know how they came into being. They don't understand who they stole the land from. They're going to give it back to who they stole it from? I love this. The guy that does the best, if I can find this would be great.
Bill Whittle.
Will you find that for me? Bill Whittle does a piece where he lays into some of you who think you're so smart, and he lays out how the land came into being and who it belonged to. So the next time you guys want to start screaming about how we took it from the Indians and we took it from this and we took it from the Mexicans and we Americans are just nasty, disgusting, vile people. Do your homework. Some Americans apparently believe that the U.S. declared its independence from Mexico in 1776. That's according to a poll released earlier this week. 77% of people surveyed correctly named Great Britain when asked which country the United States won its independence from. 23%, nearly a quarter of the population, named the wrong country or weren't sure. Scattering of people mentioned France, Mexico, Germany, among a long list of countries. God. At least one person out of more than 1,000 people surveyed answered that the U.S. declared independence from Afghanistan, Brazil, Canada, China, Colombia, Denmark, Italy, Japan, Panama, and or Russia. That's according to Dr. Lee Meringoff, director of the Marist College. The registered voters taking the poll didn't do much better than the average. Around 79% of those polled who are registered to vote answered the question correctly. Republican and independent voters were slightly more knowledgeable. I'm sorry, Republican and independent voters. So, Kimberly, if you're listening, I guess you fall there. They were slightly more knowledgeable about the founding of the country than Democrats. Full 82% of Republicans and 83% of independents correctly identified Great Britain, while only 72% of Democrats got the answer correct. The poll does have some good news. Americans are getting better at naming the year America declared independence from Great Britain. When the college did a poll in 2011, 42% of the respondents couldn't name the year the U.S. broke away from Great Britain. Now 69% can, up from 58%. 69% can name the year. I wonder how many came close, like 1775, 1777. I mean, name the year within 2 years. That's kind of where I would have been at. Really. And I always appreciate it. Now, when we come back from the break, we're going to play the Bill Whittle clip. Because I think it's that important. All right? So we'll play the Bill Whittle clip so you can hear. Because I am so tired of these people talking about how we stole the land from them. Your question should be, and who did you steal it from? And you watch them. They'll just lock up. They won't know what to do with themselves. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Site. Don't go far, because we'll be back in just a little bit. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. Welcome, 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 welcome. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for paying attention. Thanks for being there. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us and you know, being involved. Not just spending with us, but just being involved as well. You know, I mean, it helps very much when you help drive the conversation. Okay, Bill Whittle, one of the smartest guys I know. And, again, I love these people say that, you know, they want open borders. They want everybody to be allowed in. And, you know, considering we stole the property from, from the Indians or, the Native Americans and the Mexicans. We stole property from the Mexicans. I mean, give me a break. But you know what? I can't do it like this guy does it. Take a listen. Bill Whittle, genius.
Mexican racist groups like La Raza, which means the race, La Raza, is racism defined, assert that Mexicans have the legal right to all of the southwestern United States because it was taken by force and is therefore illegally obtained. Let's examine this argument just a little more fully. La Raza claims that all of Texas is in that category. Mexicans should be free to go into Texas with impunity because Texas really still belongs to them, to Mexico. Well, let's stand well north of the current border. Let's stand outside of Lubbock, Texas, and see who we need to give this land back to. You see, America wouldn't return Texas to Mexico. We would return it to the Confederacy. We took it by force and therefore illegally, according to this logic. But, obviously, the Confederacy is gone. So we should then have to return it to its rightful owners, which is the Republic of Texas. The Texans would then have to give it back to Mexico since they took it from them by force. So Mexico has it. But then, of course, La Raza, being people of integrity, will demonstrate in the streets in order to give Texas back to Spain, since the Mexicans took it from them by force. Spain will then have to give it back to France, naturally enough, since Spain took it from France by force, and the French can just hand it right back, since they took it from Spain by force to begin with. So Lubbock belongs to Spain, who took it by force from the Comanches. Give Texas to the Comanches, then. We've got it solved. Only the Comanches took it by force from the Apaches. The province of Texas gets a little dicey here, since no one knew how to write before that time, but we do know that the Apaches pinched this land from the ancient Pueblo people, who hijacked it from the First View people, who captured it from the Plainview people, who conquered it from the Folsom people, who snatched it from Clovis Man, who arrived on what is now downtown Lubbock, Texas, USA, about 11,000 years ago. Now, since all of these owners took that patch of land more or less by force, no one owner is in any position of moral superiority. Yes, it was taken from them, but they took it from someone else. There are only two people on that timeline with a unique claim. The people who had it first, Clovis Man, and the people who have it now, us, America. You know, up until very recently, people's hearts came to America before their heads and their hands did.
Like, you know, you look at that. I'm sorry, you've got to laugh, because these guys, nobody pays attention to this. They want to work off of feelings and what's right and what's not right and who did what to who and how and when, without any real understanding of what took place. And the biggest irritant behind this is not, you know, it's not that the people are just ignorant. They're ignorant by force. I mean, when I say that, what I mean by that is their ignorance is just amazing. They don't know. They've done no study. And I guarantee that half of them would say, no, he's wrong. And if you say prove it, well, I can't prove it now. I don't have the same information he has. And I'd have to go look, you know, well, then how do you know he's wrong? How do you know that what he's saying is incorrect? As you sit there and tell me that even though you know he's incorrect, ugh, whatever, and he's not, I love these people, but you don't have a clue as to how to prove that he's incorrect. Some of you make me nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me. But this is why I said to you, you have got to, we have got to, I have got to, we ends have got to. We've got to teach our young people, nieces, nephews, granddaughters, grandsons, well, whatever. You've got to teach these kids, because they don't know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And this is why I said to you earlier, I want to make sure that we have all the information. I like to make sure I've got the data, the facts behind me. I don't always get it right. Come on, let's be honest about it. I really don't. But heck, I don't think I blow it as much as these people do. Could be wrong. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. The other one I love very much, the guy that I get the biggest kick out of, is Mark Dice. So here's Mark out in the beach in San Diego a while back. And he's asking the... this will make you throw up in your mouth. If it doesn't, you've just not paid attention. But Mark goes out on the beach and he's asking these people, so, you know, what's the 4th of July all about? You know, who do we claim independence from? Hey, how you doing? What you got going on? I love when he does stuff like that. Because he totally... And they always say the same thing. You're going to make me look like a fool later on. No, actually, you've done it to yourself. We don't need the help. Take a listen.
We declare independence from to celebrate the 4th of July.
I don't know.
What is the purpose of 4th of July celebrations?
I'm going to turn it to the guy in the USA, sure.
Fireworks. A little more specific. A little more specific.
Celebrating our independence.
There we go. A little more specific still?
Yeah. The pat answers. Celebrating our independence. No, really? I would have never thought. Who would have known? Can you do a little bit better? I mean, this is where I say to you guys, your parents, grandparents, nieces, I mean, uncles, aunts, that kind of thing. You got to get involved. You got to get involved in their education. You got to open your mouth. You got to talk to these kids. No joke, seriously. Otherwise, they're left to their own devices.
Independence.
Okay.
From a country. Step in here at any time. Which country was that?
History was not my subject. I slept through that class.
Happy 4th of July.
Thank you.
I think life was not her subject after, you know, hearing some of this stuff. I mean, seriously. Save me. We're going to go for a quick break. Come back more with Mark Dykes after this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. Be right back.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaks at the 4th of July celebration on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., but first...
You could feel this earthquake 2 hours away into Los Angeles.
That's California Congressman Republican Kevin McCarthy as a strong earthquake hit Southern California, a 6.4 in the town of Ridgecrest, 150 miles northeast of Los Angeles. The quake being felt as far away as Las Vegas, McCarthy telling CNN...
We have some fires going because I know we're checking the hospital in Ridgecrest.
President Trump delivers remarks at the 4th of July celebration at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C.
Today we come together as one nation with this very special salute to America. We celebrate our history, our people, and the heroes who proudly defend our flag, the brave men and women of the United States military.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
In 6 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GIRL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining us. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. It's really just being, just being part of the conversation. I really appreciate the time that you spend with us. I appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged and really just paying attention. So let's get back at it because I've got, you know, some clips from Mark Dice, Jesse Waters, and a few others. And I did this years ago. I did this out at a local mall. And I had asked people some of the similar questions and was mortified. That's not how I'm going to put it. I was mortified at what these people had to say. Take a listen. Let's see if I can get this thing working.
Oh, happy sports to you guys.
When Jesse Ventura, John Wilkes Booth, and the other founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence, what year was that?
1870-something, but I don't remember.
John Wilkes Booth. That's pretty cool, huh? And she's just looking like, yeah, 18, somewhere around there.
Remember the specific year.
What's the purpose of 4th of July weekend?
I know, celebrate our independence.
A little more specifically, please.
I really don't know. I don't know. I mean, that's all I know.
Yeah, I'm revoked.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's all you know.
In your celebration. You're no longer allowed to celebrate. Celebration canceled. Name two of the founding fathers of the United States.
Oh, man, you had...
Now, listen. Two. There were, okay, someone's going to nail me on this, but there were 220 some odd, right? Maybe more, maybe less, I don't know. But it was over 200 total. And involved in the whole, right? So, two. I just need two.
I had to start there, huh?
Washington. Hey, no, I'd ask him, not you. Okay, name one more.
George and Lincoln.
Okay.
George and Lincoln. George, who, in the jungle?
Pipe down over there.
It was supposed to... You're not putting this one on the
air. We're going to have to deport you. Yeah. You don't deserve to be an American.
Yeah.
Get out of our country. What year did the Declaration of Independence get signed?
It was you. You first. Oh, shit.
What I love, though, is when you look at the clothes that they're wearing, they're all, I guess it's not the proper terminology to say, right? They're all pretty hip people. You know what I'm saying? And I get the biggest kick out of it. You look at them, you look at what they're wearing, you say to yourself, okay, well, they know what's going on today. They get all the proper clothing on. And what gives you the right to wear that clothing? You know, what gives you the right to wear that clothing as opposed to the government telling you what you're allowed to wear on the beach? No, seriously, I get the biggest kick out of this stuff. And it's and again, it doesn't seem to matter. What the hell the heck did that happen? It just doesn't seem to matter here. Let me heat that up again.
Watch your mouth.
I'm sorry. I don't remember, honestly.
Now I got to ask you guys. Are the questions too hard? Maybe that's it. Maybe it's too early in the morning. Questions are too hard. Is he being too tough on them? I mean, I'm truly just trying to understand. Okay, I don't think so. I think they're fine. But it's just it's crazy as I'm sitting here listening to this, and they can't get the simple ones. Even the simple ones they can't get right. You know? All right, here, go ahead.
1875.
What year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
God.
Come on, man.
Don't give it away. And you know, don't you love it when the people around them? Now these are their friends that finally look at them and go, really? Are you that stupid? You don't even know when the Declaration was signed? I just love these guys. Anyhow.
Top of my head, I don't know.
Yeah, top. It's buried deep in there somewhere.
That's what I'm saying, off top of my head.
Fourth
I don't
grade.
Know, but...
Hold on, we're still not done with you. We're celebrating independence. What does that mean exactly? Independence from who? Fourth of July.
My parents.
Here, come on.
Hold on.
Don't give it away.
Come on, man. You're putting him on the spot. You put him on the spot.
He needs a safe space. Fourth of July weekend, we celebrate the Civil War victory, the North over...
This is an adult. This is an adult now. Take a listen.
For the South, freeing of the slaves. What are you going to be doing to commemorate that?
That's a good question. Probably just out with family, friends, you know, enjoying ourselves. We're out in San Diego, you know, we got to enjoy the sun, the surf, the weather, good people.
What year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
That, my friend, has been a long time for me.
Well, he's right. It has been a long time since the Declaration of Independence was actually signed. Oh, my God. We are in so much trouble. This is why, you know, I know that there's a cliche out there that, you know, if we don't know history, we're doomed to repeat history and all that. But how about just a mere fact that, look, what are we teaching them in school? What is important to them? You know, I know it's well founded. They don't have American Idol, right, or American Got Voice or whatever, anything like that. I mean, the shows are all over the place. And people will know who won, who didn't win, who they're waiting to win. Dancing with the Stars, always a big deal over, you know, who wins, who's going to be part of. And yet we don't know who we won our independence from. We don't understand the fight. That's why the Constitution isn't considered important, because people don't know. They don't understand what actually went into it to win. They don't understand what our founding fathers gave up to win. Our founding fathers didn't want socialism. They didn't want communism. They didn't want a dictatorship. They wanted the government to be a representation of the people through voting, through choosing. So you can't sit there, and like I said, they're acting like a bunch of babies. Well, we'll just put more people in the Supreme Court when we get in power, or... You know, that's not our president. We don't want that. It's like, God, grow up. Who is the adult in the Democrat Party when you listen to what they're saying? I mean, I will say, Schumer and Pelosi, I mean, they, believe it or not, they sound like the sane ones. Now, if they're the sanest person in that party, this is a problem. It's just amazing. All right, a little bit more on this guy.
4th of July weekend, we sort of celebrate John Wilkes Booth, Jesse Ventura, the other founding fathers. Who's your favorite founding father?
Yeah, I mean, you got to give Mark credit. You really do. I wouldn't have gone that Jesse Ventura.
My favorite founding father is...
Who you got to pick out of?
Snoop Dogg.
Oh, no. Who are my choices?
This isn't multiple choice.
Oh, it's, okay. Founding father, Jesse Ventura.
That's my favorite. That can't be your favorite. You got to...
Here's the scary part. This guy's going to show up at your door someday wanting to date your daughter. Think about that. Let that sink in for a minute or two.
Pick another
one.
Can't
be mine. I don't even have one.
No, don't even have one. Well, if you had one, what would it be?
I don't know why he's not honest and just look at him and go, what is the founding father? I don't even know what that is.
Who would you say?
I'd say... Nope, we'll get to you next. Okay, we better get to you next.
Tell him.
Favorite founding father?
Dang, I don't know what my options is. I say Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
There's a new one. Apparently, a founding father came to surface 2,000 years before America was ever even thought about. you know, one of my favorite sayings years ago on the show was, and it's going to become my next favorite saying again, we're so screwed. Hey, this is amazing to me. I don't even know how you fix this. I'm not sure you can fix this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hang tight. We got a lot more coming up after the break.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll.
She remembers nothing else.
But listen closely.
She remembers this one. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're kind of having like a pre, what do you want to call this, a pre-Independence Day show. And I'm having a lot of fun. I don't know about you guys, but I'm having a lot of fun with it. I just think this is hilarious. I think the fact that people don't have a clue is to who we got our independence from and how and all that other fun stuff, for lack of a better term, so enlightening. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so I thought I'd play a couple of clips to get you all wound up before tomorrow so that maybe you will ask questions of your grandsons, granddaughters, nieces, nephews, and other young people around you to see if they have a clue about life in any way, shape, manner, or form. This is Jesse Waters asking people on a beach in New York, hey, what gives, right? Come on, Jesse. Got to give it sound.
What does July 4th commemorate?
It commemorates the signing of our Declaration of Independence.
Thanking, like, the people who served. Well, that's more Memorial Day. But
who did we declare our independence from?
I am not a history buff.
Europe. You can narrow it down a little bit more.
France.
For the motherland, pretty much. America.
Britain? Yeah?
Did you catch that? Did you catch the fact that America, America got independence from America. Did you catch that? Or am I the only one that caught that?
Right?
The British.
The British. Remember the name of the king who we kicked to the curb?
King,
King Curb Kicker.
Arthur?
King Arthur?
King Arthur.
I don't know a lot of kings.
King, not Tuck. I really don't pay attention a lot in history. It bores me to death.
Louis III? No, right? Must have fallen asleep in that class.
King George? Oh, yeah!
King George?
King George III. We're going to give it to you, though.
All right.
Do you remember what year we declared independence?
No. 1946. No, can't be.
1973, was it?
Think about that one for a minute.
1737. Oh, there's like a jingle for it.
I don't even know where to go with this. You're going to lose it. This is why I play this stuff for a reason. Now, I want you to understand, and all due respect to Jesse Waters. I mean, he gets credit for all of this. I don't want to. This is all his work. But if you think about this, right? These people are out there. They're on the beat. It's a day off of work. They have no understandings of what they're doing there. Why they have the right to be there. What it's all about. And yet, they're more than willing to celebrate.
1776. 1776. Maybe I'm off. That's the only class I went to in school was history class.
What was the war called where we declared our independence?
It's not the Civil War.
Not the Civil War.
The Civil War.
World War I.
Civil War, yeah. Next one's gonna be World War One. I obviously have my. The school I went to had all the dates wrong. Apparently, I
don't know. Two.
It starts with R.
No. Oh my God!
Not the Renaissance.
Revolutionary.
Wait a minute. The Renaissance. Was there a Renaissance War that I missed? Can somebody send me the link to that?
Revolutionary War.
My history teacher's gonna be really angry at me. Okay.
The general who won the Revolutionary War for America, remember his name?
Patton. Ulysses S. Grant.
Patton won the Revolutionary War. Boy, he got around. You know what I'm saying?
You guys are killing me.
Wasn't he a drunk or something like that?
General, I don't know.
George.
General, I don't know. It's the first time I've heard of him.
Washington. Very, very good. He was a good president.
Yeah?
Before my time, though.
Yeah, just a little bit. Who was the first president?
Lincoln.
Not Lincoln.
Oh, sweet Jesus. You know, if you... I'm sorry. You know, it's really funny because... It goes both ways. I mean, guys and girls, just totally ignorant here. This is hilarious, right? And it doesn't matter what color your hair is, obviously. You look at all... What happened to these people? Did they just not pay attention? Did they not care? Did the teachers not hold their feet to the fire? Did their parents not hold their feet to the fire? Did they not understand? This is why a lot of young people are running around going, we need socialism. They don't understand. No history understanding whatsoever.
Franklin?
He's on the quarter.
I don't look at quarters.
I only look at dollars, hundreds of dollars. You know what I'm saying?
Who signed the Declaration of Independence?
I know Ben was there. Ben Franklin was there, right?
You guys are on a first-name basis?
Yeah, Benny was there. I was there with a couple of the boys. We took care of everything.
Thomas Jefferson. John Hancock. He's the biggest. His name's the biggest.
Now, see, John Hancock, perfect. Who doesn't know John Hancock's name was on the, I mean, I would say, look, you can't have Hancock, you can't have any of the, give me some other one, you know?
Size-wise.
I'm drawing a blank there. I can't get them all right.
How many colonies were there at first?
107, right? No, seriously, this ought to be, I mean... people will say, well, Joe, you know, this is not a big deal. They don't need to know this stuff. Really? We don't need to know how much we fought. We don't need to know how much our forefathers gave up, our people gave up, that regular citizens were willing to give up. I get people today won't run for office because they don't want to go through the aggravation. These guys gave up families, properties, life for this. And you won't run for office because you don't want the aggravation.
20.
Lower.
10.
Higher.
15.
Lower.
13.
13.
All right.
How many original colonies?
13. Now, wait a minute.
13?
That woman actually thought she got it right. You wonder why we have a problem today. That woman actually thought she, after being coached right into the number, she thought she, smart woman.
The original colonies.
Alabama.
Oregon.
I wasn't aware. Were you aware? Alabama and Oregon were among the first two colonies. What school taught that?
Philadelphia wasn't yet.
Well, Philadelphia was a
Ben
city. Ben was there.
He knows a lot about Ben. Ben was a womanizer. Maybe that explains it.
Guess,
New England?
In the East Coast.
Kentucky?
America?
America. America was one of the original colonies. I was not aware of that. I'm learning so much tonight, aren't you?
Massachusetts.
Jersey?
Unfortunately.
Oh!
I'm Waters, and you're in my world right here.
So, I got to tell you, this is great, because you look at this stuff, and people say, no, that's not real, that really didn't happen. Oh, bullpuckies, it happened. You're looking at it. You're watching it. I mean, seriously, what are we teaching in the schools? And I know some of my friends are going to get mad at me because, you know, I'm involved with a school district. But really, when you think about how old these kids are, kids, young people, whatever, they're on the beach. Did they just not think it was important? Did their teachers not think it was important? I'm kind of confused here. I really don't even know where to go with this. Anyway, so tune in tomorrow, or you can pick it up, the podcast later on, or what have you, because I am going to have Rick Green's going to go through really what happened on the days leading up to the signing of the Declaration. Okay, and then how they moved on through the Constitution. But it's not a boring history lesson. Rick is anything but boring. But, you know, what it took, you know, again, it didn't pass at first. People were nervous about it. They knew what they were doing. And I may even give away, if one of you guys can answer some questions on it Thursday or Friday, I may give away one of his DVDs. And if you don't enjoy that, then you're brain dead. Seriously, because he is not a dry guy. So tomorrow, be safe. Don't be stupid. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. I mean, make sure you're safe in what you do. I know everybody wants to do the fireworks thing. That's great. I think they're exciting. If there's a show close to you, throw the kids in the van, in the car, in the back of the pickup, whatever. Get them to the show. It's always exciting to see that kind of thing. But the reality is, let's make sure it's more than, you know, barbecue, beer, beach, and bombs. You know what I'm saying? Let's make sure that the kids, the young'uns, really understand what people went through. What citizens went through so that they could have the freedom to have the day off with pay. I'm sure that was in our founding fathers' minds. Seriously, I'm not joking. 855-REAL-JOE, write it down. You'll need it for next time. Pick up our Android and Apple applications. You know, you can watch the show live. You can listen to the show live. You can, even if you're listening to it on your radio, at least you can actually be part of the chat off the application. A lot going on with it. I'm Joe Messina. Have a safe and blessed rest of the day. God bless you.